Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started today. And today we're going to talk about reasons that you should be moving to Salem and things to do here.
Yes, we have a good handful of things to do in Salem, Oregon that you're going to want to listen to. You're definitely going to want to listen in until the very end for this one.
And this is good for us because we get to brag about our hometown. Mm-hmm. Like we mentioned in previous shows, we were born and raised here in Salem. There's an outskirt of Salem that technically I was from, Turner, Oregon, which is 5 minutes away from Salem, same with Mariah. But we consider ourselves to be born and raised here in Salem because most of these activities we've done before, and we just want to bring them to you guys. And just for people that are maybe out of state as well, a lot of out-of-state clients of ours always ask us, what are simple things to do? And we've broken it down into some categories, which Mariah is going to share with you.
Yes. So we structured it into a few different categories. The first one is going to be things to do that are family friendly, basically that are for everyone. You don't have to be 21 or over to do, and they're not just for kids. And then we will talk a little bit about some things to do that might not be as family friendly. And then we will get into some things that are mainly just for the children. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's jump into this one.
So first off, we have some things that are family friendly. I'll start out with Riverfront City Park. So if you're not familiar with that, this is a 26-acre park with hiking trails, boat docks. There's a carousel, a splash pad for kids, a playground, plenty of open grass to just throw a frisbee or have a picnic. And it also holds some of Salem's largest festivals throughout the year, including an annual 4th of July celebration and the World Beat Festival.
Which this park by far is, seriously, I've been to most of the waterfront parks around Portland, Salem, Roseburg. I've gone all the way through I-5, and I like visiting these riverfront parks. It's kind of like a highlight of the city. It's a show-off of each city. Salem by far, I believe, is the nicest. It's the most well-kept. It's the most green, I would think. And then also, it's so far spread out along the Willamette River. It's absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. You'll get all types of people too. Diversity is everything here in Oregon, I believe, and very friendly. Mm-hmm. I have not seen any mysterious weird stuff going on at the park that you just say, I don't want to go there at a certain time at night. You'll notice if you go in the dark or something, it's well lit up right next to the downtown area, and you got people biking still, you got kids out in strollers, you got people rollerblading, you got people walking their dogs. A huge dog park as well.
You know, one of the cool things is that you've got a bridge that takes you over to Middle Brown Island Park.
Yeah.
And that's another huge, beautiful area. Mm-hmm. And you have another bridge that takes you over into West Salem to the softball fields and the parking area and the boat ramps.
Yeah.
So it adds a lot more to it than even what you were talking
about.
Right. It's a huge value.
It's huge.
You can get to multiple areas in this, just parking your car in one spot and then walking the rest of the way.
Yeah, you can put your steps in there really well and enjoy yourself.
Definitely, definitely. And it is located right downtown, which is super convenient because I like to just park at my favorite coffee shop downtown and then walk to Riverfront. And so it's super, super convenient.
And there's one other thing. There's a stern wheeler down there, and you can take a little cruise on the river too if you want to do that.
That is something
true.
We missed.
Yeah.
We did not mention that.
I did that for lunch once. It was nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
A little lunch cruise. All right. So the next thing is the Oregon State Capitol, of course, because we are Salem, obviously, we're the capital. Surrounding the government building is a well-manicured Oregon State Capitol State Park, complete with statues and interpretive information. The grounds of the Capitol are fun to explore for the whole family.
And I feel like as a kid growing up here in Oregon, it just seems like this is something you have to go to. Usually they make it mandatory in a sense. For my stance is it's a field trip. Every first grader for the most part or third grader ends up having a field trip to the Oregon State Capitol, which they give you a full tour and then you get to walk the how many ever steps all the way to the Golden Man, which I thought was unreal and the highlight of my day. If you're an Oregonian and you remember that field trip, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We have all seen this Golden Man up close and personally.
Yes, that was super cool. I remember doing that too. So nextly, we have, like Warren mentioned, Minto Brown Island Park. So this is, it is now connected to Willamette Riverfront Park. So there's a bridge connecting Minto Brown and Riverfront Park. Not Willamette, I don't know why I said that. But Minto Brown and Riverfront, there's a bridge connecting the two. And Minto Brown is actually the largest recreation space base in Salem. It's comprised of a variety of environments, including wetlands, woodlands, and open prairie. So it's actually 30 miles of trails and bike paths that wind through the park.
And let me tell you, if you're not paying attention to those signs and directions sometimes, you can definitely end up getting lost. That is a lot of miles, okay?
It is.
And not every trail is the same. Sometimes you'll be on a dirt path and you really...
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, water levels, too. They change throughout
the
year.
That's true.
And the Willamette River, as it's higher, some trails will be covered with water as it's walked along the riverbed. So you never know in that park. But great, great walking park as well as a dog park, too.
There's a huge dog park there. Wildlife is common as well at Minto Brown, which is kind of cool. And large picnic pavilions are available to rent within the park's boundaries. So nextly, we have Bush Park, covering nearly 100 acres of wooded space right at the heart of the city. Bush's Pasture Park is a popular spot for organized sporting events and unplanned afternoons in nature.
Which this right now is probably one of my favorite parks to go to just because we have Astrid and they have a really cool playground that she enjoys at least. It's not the biggest, but it's like in its own sanctuary, its own area, surrounded in greenery as Oregon a lot of the time is. And it's safe.
It's a good playground for younger, like toddlers. It's not one of the... you know, huge ones that they could fall off of or anything.
And that's why I think we go there so often right now is because of the structure itself. It's not terribly dangerous. You can actually let your kid play and not have to hold their hand or follow them through the park, which is nice, okay? But also what I do want to mention is this park, it has the Willamette football field on it. So if you go to Willamette University, the football field and baseball field is inside of this park, which are beautiful, beautiful places to play sports as well. If you're looking for colleges, look into that one. It's beautifully placed right next to the hospital.
You've got Azel Bush's house, which is a historic. In fact, it's in that house, you probably don't know this, is the very first bathroom in the state.
Really?
So you'll
the
first
you'll,
bathroom.
Yeah, the first
what?
Bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really a cool place. Plus the Salem Art Association is there with their galleries and everything else. They're all there at Bush's Pasture Park too. So there's a lot of really cool things there.
Yeah, and all in this area, you will be surrounded with history. Whether you're aware of it or not, Warren, like he said, he just pops something in. And that's because usually you can't walk past a tree without not knowing the history in a sense. There's so much going on here.
How can we not mention the grove of oak trees that are there at Bush's Pasture Park? I mean, it's just amazing. These are trees that are hundreds of years old that you can walk around and be a part of. So it's just marvelous.
So cool.
So let's go ahead and take a break here real quick and we'll be back with more. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Brian Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back just in a moment.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about things to do here in Salem.
The next category that we're going to talk about is things to do that are pretty much 21 and over. So for the adults here. And the first place that you're going to want to check out if you're visiting the area or you're new here and you haven't been to a lot of places yet is Willamette Valley Vineyards. Salem and just the Willamette Valley in general has a lot of really beautiful vineyards that are not too far of a drive from Salem or in Salem. And this one, Willamette Valley Vineyards, is actually Well, I guess it's technically in Turner, but I consider it South Salem because it's so close. It's just right off the Delaney exit. So it's, I mean,
it's right next to a place you're going to be talking about for kids a little later on.
That's correct. Yes.
So send the kids there and then go up the bus.
Yeah, there you go. It's absolutely beautiful. The views there, you just can't beat it. And their charcuterie boards are delicious.
Yeah. And the reason I love it so much is the type of crowd that's there, too. It's a very judgmental free crowd. And then also, like she said, the view and the food. People really do enjoy the food and just sitting down and enjoying the landscape, beauty and nature with homemade wines. I mean, this is something that is really, really important and rooted here in this area. But there's also other areas in Oregon, too, that's considered wine country. Mm-hmm. Yamhill County is another really big wine area, which is about 45 to 50 minutes away. Once again, just that arm's length away if you're into that stuff.
Did you know it's the Pinot capital of the world?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow.
There
How
we
cool.
go. That's throwing that's on more awesome. Information yeah, every time. I'm serious. There, we could sit in the same room with other people and everybody would have something different to say.
Yep.
And that's the really cool thing about Oregon.
All right, so next, let's talk a little bit about downtown Salem if you're 21 and over. So I know Salem is definitely not known for its nightlife. However, the downtown Salem scene has been growing a lot over even the last 5 years, and I only see it growing more in the future, which is pretty cool. There's new places to go and businesses popping up all of the time. And there's a handful of unique bars in downtown Salem that I think are worth trying out. And downtown is so small that you can walk pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, which is really nice. And I don't think we have yet talked about the parking situation. We have parking garages and then we also have street parking. But guess what? They are free. Usually 2 hour parking spaces through the day. And then at night, there's no time limits. And that's something unique when you travel out of state, especially, but also just right up the road to Portland, Wilsonville, Eugene, Roseburg. There's going to be paid meters. You're going to have to pay to park. Here, Salem, we have not started that in a lot of areas, which I think is valuable to the common household and the people with families that are just wanting to park, like you said. Grabbing a cup of coffee and then walking to Riverfront. There's no time restriction saying, oh, I got to cut my time short. I can't walk the 3 miles, you know, to Minto Brown.
Right.
You know, and that's really valuable, I think.
I agree. I don't know if they're going to change that in the future, but as of now, there's free parking downtown, which is awesome. I'm going to take advantage of that for now, at least. So to name a few of my personal favorite places, Archive is one of them that you should check out if you're new to the area or maybe visiting here. It's a coffee shop by day and a cocktail bar by night. They have some really fun, unique drinks to try, and it's just a different, cool atmosphere.
Yeah, I'd say their atmosphere by far is really neat.
And then another one is Taproot Lounge and Cafe. So this one I love because they have a lot of live music quite often, and so that's a fun place to go if there's something going on there. And then thirdly, there's Venti's Cafe and Basement Bar. This is also downtown Salem as well. And like I said, like the name says, there is a basement bar, which is really cool, and they have some unique drinks as well.
Yeah, and with a lot of these restaurants, they take in consideration a lot with their ingredients and how well prepped and how well their food is made. I believe that's something really important to us, organic, just being as best as possible with less preservatives, I guess, is the best way to put it. Health, let's just say, is a priority on a lot of these owners, restaurant owners' minds.
Right. That's another thing, actually, that I love about downtown Salem is that there's been a lot of new restaurants and businesses opening up that use or claim to use good ingredients. And a lot of places aren't mindful of that. And so I think that it's cool that here in Salem, you can find that. And I know traveling to other places, so I remember we went to Nashville. You can't find it. It's a lot harder to find in other places. So Salem definitely is growing in that area too.
Yeah.
Okay. So lastly, our last category that we'll talk about is things that are mainly just geared towards the children. First off, we have Gilbert House Children's Museum. Can't Can't not mention that one.
And is once again, this is like one of those things, just like the Oregon State Capitol. When you're growing up in school, this is like one of those field trips that you just remember going to. They had some of the most incredible tools, but also toys that make your mind think and grow and say, how does this work? It's like a crazy puzzle piece. And what I remember, just a little story, is we stepped inside. This was like right when you got in the front of the door, and there's this huge bubble thing. You'd step in the hula hoop or something,
and
it would raise up, and a huge bubble would just surround you, and you would just look at you go, because all kids love bubbles.
I'd forgotten all about that.
I forgot about that too.
That's what I remember, and I have been in there for years.
You've got a young one to start taking in there now.
Yes, you would go crazy.
All right, so you know AC Gilbert. We talked about this off the air last time we were together, and AC Gilbert was a big inventor, and he's named this museum is named after him. So Google or look up AC Gilbert, and you'll find that he invented chemistry sets and trains and a lot of other really, really cool toys for the kids.
It's unbelievable.
The Erector set is probably one of his most important and most memorable. Though I don't think you remember it, the Erector set, but check it out.
I've only heard of it.
Yeah,
I don't. But the point is, though, once again, history that's rooted right here. Right.
There's a lot
that's
of history
so cool.
here in
that is
Salem.
So cool.
Yeah. And if you want to know about the location, the Gilbert House Children's Museum is connected to the Riverfront Park right downtown that we were just talking about. So,
once again,
great location. Nextly, we have the Enchanted Forest. This is a family-owned theme park, and it's another one that's in Turner. But it's like I said, I consider this location almost South Salem because it's just so close. You're right off the Delaney exit, about 5 minutes to Commercial Street in South Salem. So
which is huge.
Close.
I know the name might say it all. I don't really have a story to go with it. I've never been there, believe it or not.
You've never been there?
I've never been there.
Well, we should go.
We need to go. Mariah, tell us one thing you remember about the Enchanted Forest.
We need
Forest,
to go. Oh,
just so
man.
Create a picture for somebody.
There's, there's so much. There's a lot of different themed areas. There's the old Western town and the old English village, which was just as a kid, it's so cool to see. And then they also have rides, and it's just a lot to do there for, it's cool to
it's
see
like
for adults too.
It's like stepping back in fantasy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely worth the money, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nextly, we have the Oregon Garden. So I guess this isn't in Salem, it's in Silverton, but it's a
outskirts.
Close drive. Yeah, just right on the outskirts. This is a stunning 80-acre botanical garden featuring more than 20 specialty gardens showcasing the diverse beauty of the Willamette Valley and the Pacific Northwest.
Which is, if you love flowers, though, and just
really
the gardens
pretty.
And nature, alone, the drive to get there, it's just going to tell you a little bit about Oregon's roots and their backcountry and the rural living side. We're surrounded by grass seed farms. I think we're the number one grass seed farmer.
I think we are, too.
Yeah,
capital
mm-hmm.
grass seed capital.
I think so.
Yeah, I think
And so that alone, you're just going to understand a little bit more about not just downtown Salem, but the real rural parts of Oregon, which gets you to the most unbelievable garden scene.
It's an awesome place. I want to mention one more place that you haven't brought up, and that's the carousel out of Riverfront Park with the kids.
How could we forget?
And it's if you go to AC Gilbert's Discovery Village, it's just a short walk down to the carousel.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, a dollar for the kids to ride, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And they have a nice gift store. And all of these horses were handcrafted by artisans here in the Salem area.
Wow.
And they all have specific stories that can be told about the artists and everything else. It's really an incredible place to visit.
Neat.
And it's on your must if you've got kids, especially, or grandkids.
Good. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we got to take a quick break and then we'll be back. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we got just a little bit more for you.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And let's talk about a couple of things before we get to the tip of the week.
A few more things that there are to do in Salem. We have Create a Memory, which is Salem's first, and I believe it's currently their only paint your own pottery infused glass studio, which I know going to as a kid was so much fun. But also I still go there every now and then with my friends as an adult, and it's still really fun. So
yeah, you do.
Anyone can go
well,
there.
You love art, you love crafts, and it's something fun to do. And as a date night too,
yeah.
It's something to hang on your shelf in a wall and say, we did this together.
Yeah. And that is located downtown Salem. And then, a couple other things that are also located downtown Salem is, Salem has a lot of things going on, usually in the summers. I remember they didn't do it this year because of COVID, but usually there's movies in the park at Riverfront Park. And then there's is it called Music at the Park or something like that, where they put on concerts
there's
and they bring
always
in musicians
some type of,
at Riverfront Park.
Yeah,
sorry,
music festival. Yeah, no, there's always some type of music festival. Mm-hmm. Warren, do you remember the name of the music festival that's usually going on?
Well, there's the Bite of Salem that I emceed for many, many years.
Oh, that's
went
cool.
on.
Yeah.
River Rock Salem that I emceed for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, out at Bush's Pasture Park, one of the Northwest's biggest art shows, the Salem Art Festival, goes on. Now, they haven't done it for the last couple of years. I hope they'll bring it back. COVID has put a stop. But it's it's won awards and considered one of the best in the Pacific Northwest.
Wow.
So we're hoping to bring that back again,
that
too.
That is super cool.
So there's some really cool stuff that goes on around. And, you know, it's almost like every weekend something's going on. The Lions Club in West Salem puts on a concert, I think, every Wednesday night during the summer. Mm-hmm. There's just music festivals over here in Kaiser. There's a weekend every Saturday night they do some kind of concert going on. So if you're looking for fun things to do, there's something that seems like always going on during the spring and summer.
Definitely. And they just built that new amphitheater, the outdoor in Riverfront Park.
Right.
It's huge. So
yeah, the amphitheater is going to offer up some great entertainment in the future.
That's very exciting.
Fabulous. And one more thing though, I did want to say, every night, is it, or is it every other, only Wednesday, they're having Salem Awakening.
I think it's every night.
That's
at
every
Riverfront
night.
Park.
And what's really
at
unique
six,
about this,
maybe
it's six.
Sometime.
Yes, that sounds right. Yeah. It starts at 6
Worship
p.m.
Worship at the park.
Worship at the park.
Yeah.
All the Salem community, the churches, they're coming together and they are having worship held as well as a teaching, a pastor speaking every night at 6 p.m.
This is at Riverfront Park?
At Riverfront Park.
At Riverfront Park during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I believe this is happening up in Portland too. And that could be across the nation. Other places are doing this. But that will be located on the riverfront here in Salem.
Lastly, I just have to mention real quick that Salem has really great farmers markets here. So
it does.
That's another thing.
Every Saturday.
Mariah loves.
Yes.
Let me say,
the farmers
loves the farmers markets.
All right. Well, let's get to our tip of the week. So we're running out of time here. So our tip of the week this week is, if you know someone who is thinking about making a move to our area, to Salem or anywhere in the surrounding areas, we can still help them. Please send them our way. We would absolutely love to help. And we are always taking new clients and are absolutely passionate about real estate and are here to help serve you and your loved ones with all and any of your real estate needs.
I love your passion. That's the thing I love, is your excitement for what you're doing. And to me, that means everything. I mean, you want somebody that loves what they're doing and lives for it, really. And that's what I see with you two.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.